You know, they always say, but, you know, whatever. Or that Jesus and the Father are one and the same. And other such things. You know, they have a different doctrine of what Christ is than they do. You know, they have the Trinity and they don't have the Trinity. Right? And because they differ, they say the others are not believers. And when they go forth and say that they're holding the Book of Mormon up and they're saying Jesus is Lord, is that by the Spirit of God? Is that the Holy Ghost working in them? Again, I say no. And I believe I have the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, I say, Paul isn't wrong. It's just if you don't understand what Paul means, you can't say that Jesus is the Lord. You know, it is, you can say the words, technically, the text reads simply, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Is it just the words? You know, Jesus accursed, Lord Jesus. You know, maybe I've gone over the top. I don't think so. I think what I said is true. Maybe not precisely what he's trying to get at here, okay? Because what I think, now, sometimes, because I look twice, you know. I think I say what I said, then I think about it. And I wouldn't take back what I said. But I think his focus is that, you know, when you call Jesus Lord, or when you call him accursed, you know, that there's a very simple dividing line there. That you can't do one by the Spirit of God, and by the other, you can't do without. The Holy Ghost is required. No, and again, this does not necessarily mean that they're of God, because like I said, the high priest. Yeah, even my note, the guy who wrote my Bible says, this means acknowledging him as Lord and Master, not mere lip service. Of course not. I don't back away from that for a moment. But I'm just saying, but his focus is on that, you know, those who, and you mean it, there is this very clear dividing line. You can't say that one meaning it, except you have the Holy Ghost. Meaning people who, that mean, you know what I mean? Like, let's say a mocker, someone who doesn't believe in God, right? And they don't believe Jesus is Lord, but they'll say the words just to mock. They could never say it sincerely without the Holy Ghost. Without the Holy Ghost, they could not sincerely say Jesus is the Lord. And again, I say, people who don't have the Holy Ghost say Jesus is the Lord all the time, but they're calling something that is not Jesus the Lord. Paul didn't mean the words. If he meant the words, you know what? It wouldn't be Jesus, because Paul never heard the word Jesus. Some would say bastardization of what Jesus' name was. You know, he was a Hebrew, so he had a Hebrew name, and they didn't say Jesus. They didn't have a G. And the Greeks said Jesus, which again, is still nowhere near, and we say, I mean, it's the same thing as Joshua. Jesus, Joshua, there's a big difference there. You know, it's Yeshua, right? And some people, they get really hung up on that, say, you gotta say Yeshua, as if that was a magical word. No man can say Yeshua is the Lord without the Spirit of God. Ah, now we know why all those people aren't of God. Because, you know, and the thing is, you look around, you see all the false doctrine, all the deception out there, right? And then someone comes along and you says, well, this is the real name. And then you look at everyone and say, ah, that explains it. They're not saying the right words. Words are not magic. It's what, words are merely labels that we put on real, you know, metaphysical, meaning non, you know, beyond the physical realm, real ideas, you know, they are very much real things. But the word, you know, like, I have a phone in my hand, a cell phone, right? And we call this a phone. But the word phone is not this particular, but it has an idea behind it, right? If I mean, give me the phone, I mean this phone, not just any phone. And I suppose I'm laboring the point of it, but Christ is only Jesus the Christ. Now there are many Jesuses called Christ, which are not so. And they're falsely so called. It's funny that all this about, Paul foresaw this in some of his scriptures, but remember, when he's talking to people that have received his gospel and not idolatry. But the days have come when Jesus has been reduced to an idol, and many be deceived thereby. There are diversities of gifts with the same spirit. This was within the body of Christ, within all his, the body of Christ. Well, he's going to talk about the body of Christ. There are different kinds of gifts. There's the distinction or a variety of gifts, but one Spirit of God that gives it. The word gifts is what? I think charisma. I think that's it. Let's see. I'm going to check the note on that. Let's see. I said it, and now I probably shouldn't have even said what it was, because now I got to make sure that I don't speak amiss. Not that I care if I make a mistake like that. I'm guessing it's charisma. Charisma is grace. Charisma is, a thing that it comes by grace. A grace-given thing. And it's a gift. And, obviously from the Greek word charisma, we get the word charisma, which has a different meaning in English. But it means a gift, something given gratuitously. And the grace of God is that which we cannot earn. But he gives things, right? And there are differences of administration, which is diakonon, which is service. It's not the administration sometimes is oikonomia, which where we get a dispensation usually. It means also to administer or dispense. But this is in the sense of a servant, not a slave per se. Diakonon is like, well, we get the word deacon from diakonon. Or diakonon, whatever. But we get the word deacon from it, There are differences, and it means a servant. There are different kinds of, it's like a household servant.